Julie Malik Hidayat. I'm a tax partner here with Abbott Stringham & Lynch, and I work with the Family Wealth Group here at the firm. And today I'm talking with Jackie Fan. Jackie is a tax manager here at the firm, and she's also a member of the Family Wealth Group. And Jackie has written an article in our recent ASL newsletter, and the topic of that article is gift taxes and when we might have to file an annual gift tax return. So Jackie, thanks for talking to us about this today. So to start off, gift taxes and gift tax returns are actually related to estate taxes. Can you explain how that works?
Thanks, Julie, and I'm glad to be here. The money or property you own when you die may be subject to the federal estate tax if it's over the estate's lifetime exemption. If you give someone money or property during your life, the gift is carried toward your lifetime exemption. So the purpose of filing a gift tax return is to track your lifetime exemption.
Okay, that makes sense. So how much is that lifetime exemption?
For taxable gifts, each donor has a lifetime exemption before any out-of-pocket gift tax is due. The amount for 2017 is $5.49 million per taxpayer. For 2018, it has been increased to $5.6 million. That means an individual can leave $5.6 million to heirs and pay no federal estate or gift tax.
Okay, so let me just confirm how this works. So what if my estate is worth $2 million and I don't think it will ever be over the current $5 million estate tax return? Does that mean I don't have to worry about filing a gift tax return if I make a gift?
No, gift tax returns are filed on an annual basis. However, you generally do not need to file a gift tax return unless you give someone other than your spouse money or property worth more than the annual gift tax exclusion for that year.
Okay, so are you saying then that the requirement to file a gift tax return doesn't depend on the size of my estate?
Right.
Even if I have a very small estate, if I gift enough that triggers the gift tax return filing, I have to file it?
Yes. So generally, you do not need to file a gift tax return when gift is not more than the annual gift exclusion for the year. For 2017, the annual exclusion is $14,000 per donee, and this amount has been increased to $15,000 for 2018.
Okay, and so what if I'm married? How do you apply that?
Well, if you marry, and then you can double the annual exclusion because the annual exclusion applies per donee and per taxpayer. So therefore, if you are married, you and your spouse can gift up to $28,000 for 2017 without having to worry about the gift tax filing requirement.
And that's per donee. So we could give up to $28,000 to as many people as we want to in 1 year. And in 2017, that is the amount of the annual exclusion. And so there's no requirement to file a gift tax return.
Yes. So the $14,000 for 2017 is per donee per taxpayer, so that means you can gift to any donee as long as that amount is not more than $14,000 per person.
Say I go over the annual exclusion amount, are there any other situations where I would not automatically have to file a gift tax return?
So besides, you know, the annual exclusion, there are situations where you don't have to file a gift tax return. So mainly gifts of tuition or medical expenses paid directly to an educational or medical institution for someone else. And another situation that you don't have to worry about the gift tax filing is when you make gifts to charities. And also I want to emphasize that gifts to your spouse are unlimited and you don't have to worry anything about gift tax filing.
Okay. Yeah. So is what you're saying then is if we make payments directly to a medical facility or a doctor or for tuition on behalf of a donee or to our spouse, those are unlimited.
These are unlimited, and they're not subject to gift tax filing.
Perfect. I guess the other side of the coin is, when do we have to file a gift tax return?
That's a very good question, Julie. Yes, generally, you must file a gift tax return if you give gifts to at least one person that are more than the annual exclusion for the year. However, any amount in excess of the annual exclusion can be offset against the lifetime exemption to achieve a zero tax due return. So what I'm trying to say is that if you make a gift that is more than the annual gift exclusion, and then you should file a gift tax return, and then if that amount that is in excess of the annual gift exclusion, you can offset that amount against the lifetime exemption, the estate lifetime exemption.
Okay, got it. So even though we have to file,
it doesn't mean
it's most likely we're not going to owe any taxes.
Right.
We're just tracking that estate
slash lifetime
exemption.
Yeah, that 5.49 for 2017 and 5.6 for 2018.
Got it. So I guess to summarize, everyone is subject to potentially having to file a gift tax return. There are some exclusions, depending on if you're paying an eligible institution or if you're under the annual exclusion amount. But if you go over the annual exclusion amount and you do have to file, you probably won't have to pay any taxes. But you'll have to just file to report the fact that you're using up some of your lifetime exemption in making gifts during your life.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And and then you're required to file as well.
And this is a test that you have to look at every year.
Because the annual gift exclusion is based on an annual basis.
And when is the gift tax return due to be filed?
It's due. It has the same due dates as the individual tax returns, and then the gift tax return can be extended. If you extend your individual tax returns, and then you can use the same extension. However, if you don't extend your individual tax returns, and then you have to file an extension for the gift tax return.
Okay. Well, I think that about sums it up. Thank you, Jackie.
Okay.
If anyone has any questions about whether or not they need to file a gift tax return, or if they're making a gift that's reportable, and if it may trigger tax or any other issues related to possibly gifting, please feel free to contact us. We're here at Abbott Stringham & Lynch Family Wealth Planning Group, and we're happy to talk with you.